Okay, if you'll get your seats, members, guests, the conference committee is back in front of you. And Lisa, please, if you would, please call the roll.
Senate conferees, Senator Gardner, here. Senator Huckel, Senator Latvala, Senator Lee, Senator Margolis, here. Senator Ring, Senator Thompson, here. Senators at large, Senator Joyner, Senator Richter, Senator Smith, Senator Thrasher. Here. House conferees, Chair Hooper,
here.
Representatives Artiles, Bracey,
here.
Caldwell, Bullwood,
here.
Goodson,
here.
Pasadomo,
here.
Powell,
here.
Rollerson,
here.
Ray,
here.
Rogers.
Here.
House members at large, Representatives Baxley, Coley, Gibbons,
here.
Gonzalez,
here.
Holder, O'Toole, Roussan,
here.
Schenck, Thurston, Waldman, Williams, Workman, Young.
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Lisa. Mr. Vice Chairman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a stand-in, Skip Martin. As you know, he's retiring, so he's out playing a round of golf this morning. So, he had a lunch with the president. So with that, I'd like to introduce Kristen to kind of walk us through where we are, and we'll try to get everybody out of here two session and two committees by 1 o'clock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first change, and this will be throughout the agencies, the Senate is moving to the House position on all of the IT issues. That's line 28. It's the first change. On lines 55, 57, and 60, the Senate is offering the House position. On line 70, the Senate is offering a modified position, moving closer to the House. On line 73, the Senate moves to the House position on regional planning councils. On line 79, the Senate moves to the House position. As on line 86 and 87, on lines 99A through 99C are some additional Senate offers. On line 110, the Senate moves to the House position. And that completes the changes. Oh, let me point out on line 69, which is the economic development tools. The Senate, I forgot to shade that, but the Senate does move closer to the House position on the economic development tools. That completes the Department of Economic Opportunity. On line 127, the Senate moves to the House position on the IT issue, as with line 128. Line 162, the Senate moves to the House position on maintenance and repair issues. On lines 168 and 169, again, IT issues moving to the House. Line 178 as well. On line 183, related to armories, we move to the House position. Moving to the Department of State on lines 196 and 197, we move on the IT issues. Same with 205. On line 209, we move to the House position. On line 230, we move to the House position on cultural endowment grants. On line 232, we move to the House position, and line 235 as well. On line 241, we move to the House position on reimbursements for special elections. On line 243, we move to the House position. Line 255B, we move to the House position, as well as line 266A in the Department of State. Moving to transportation, on line 291, we move to the House position. Line 294 is another IT issue, the House position. Line in the work program, we are moving to revise numbers that have been given to us by the Department of Transportation, so you'll see changes there in the numbers that match the current information. On line 376, there's also a change related to debt service. Moving to emergency management, line 387 is another IT issue, the House position. That's the only change there. Moving to the proviso language, line 414, we move to the House position. On line 417A, there's some language related to some funding that's provided for the small county outreach program. On line 432, based on the funding decision above, we have proviso language for regional planning councils. And I believe that completes the changes in the offer.
Mr. Chairman, you said y'all went shopping and you weren't kidding. You went shopping. We accept your generous offer. Senators, representatives, any questions, concerns? Anything for the good of the order? It would be our anticipation, not knowing how long our session will go, but we're going to shoot for a 6:30 meeting, if you're amenable to that. Obviously, we're on 1 hour notice, so but our goal is to be back at 6:30 with House offer number two. Seeing nothing further before the committee, Representative Ray moves, we rise.